Just relax and make yourself comfortable. Take some time to find whichever position you find most comfortable. You may find closing your eyes to be helpful, but if not, that is okay too. The important thing is that you are relaxed and comfortable. Whatever you choose is fine, as you know best what relaxes you most. Just allow your muscles to relax. Your whole body loose and warm, every breath relaxing you just that much more. As you listen to my voice, you may be able to feel the rise and fall of your chest more clearly. Just feeling so relaxed, so comfortable as you listen to my voice, just letting your body become completely relaxed. So relaxed, you wouldn't even move a finger. Your body completely free of all the stress and tension as you listen. And yet, you could relax further if you listen to my words. As you rest, completely relaxed, I want you to imagine a staircase. I am going to count from 10 all the way down to 1 as you go down. Every step you take, you will feel your body and mind relax even more. Focusing on my words until you are completely relaxed. 10. Standing at the top of the staircase, feeling so relaxed, so content and comfortable. 9. Just relaxing, letting your mind relax and quiet. 8. Even deeper, your mind becoming so relaxed and quiet as you focus on my voice. 7. Every word I say taking you just a bit deeper down, bringing you further into this deep relaxation. 6. Feeling ever so relaxed, every step, going down even deeper. 5. Halfway down the steps, so completely relaxed and still relaxing further. 4. Your mind is so quiet now, focusing entirely on my words. 3. The last few stray thoughts disappear as your mind becomes nearly empty. 2. Nearly at the bottom of the steps, your mind's empty of everything. 1. Focused on my words, letting them fill your mind and guide your thoughts, listening to my every word as they take you deeper and deeper into trance. And you can always go deeper, because the deeper you go, the better you feel, and the better you feel, the deeper you go, being more relaxed than ever, deeper than ever, as my words shape your mind and thoughts, becoming your thoughts. And now it is time to make a change in your mind, a change you want to make in your mind. As you relax, you can feel your hands and feet slowly shifting, molding like clay. Your fingers and toes merge together seamlessly from 5 to 4 and 3, 2, until finally they are a single, solid mass. You feel them become sturdier, harder, as they change into smooth, sturdy hooves. A change moves up your arms and legs, slowly changing them to become more equine. Your balance shifts slightly, making it easier to walk on 4 legs. The change moves up your neck, elongating it slightly before reaching your head. As it washes over your head, you can feel your hair grow out a little, becoming a long and scruffy mane, draping over your neck and nearly touching your back. The change continues to move along your head as your ears migrate slowly to the top of your head, becoming fuzzy and pointed pony ears. They twitch slightly with the breeze, turning to noises they hear. When you are excited or interested, they will perk up on the top of your head. However, when you are tired or relaxed, as you are right now, it will fall flat against your head, relaxed as well. can feel a soft tugging on your face as it elongates into a small pony muzzle, perfect for a pony like you. Your eyes change color to a bright orange, big and bright. As you admire your new body, you feel the change flow down your spine, a slight pressure building at the base of it, before flowing out into a long, slender tail. You feel a slight chill, and a silky hair flows from it, long and soft. You can feel the new muscles at the base of your spine, and maybe even swish your tail slightly, feeling its weight. It takes a little to get used to, but soon you may even forget it was there. As you admire your new pony body, you feel short, soft fur grow out over your whole body, a proud dandelion yellow hue. It is so soft and fuzzy, and keeps you warm in the cold. Your silky mane and tail become a bright red color, a wonderful compliment to your new coat. Aware of your pony body in its entirety, you hear a word echo in your mind. Apple bloom. It is a word that resonates with you, one that you are very familiar with. It makes you feel confident, stilling a deep desire for progress and success in you. You've never let your small stature stop you from overcoming the odds before, and you're not going to let them beat you now. You want to be the absolute best pony you can, and you look up to your family, Applejack, Big Macintosh, Granny Smith. You want to be as honest, hardworking and wise as them. Above all, though, you want to help other ponies and love seeing other ponies understand their purpose. These thoughts seep into your mind, becoming a part of who you are. As you look around with your bright orange eyes, you see a small restaurant. There is a unicorn stallion behind the counter, cleaning it off as the midday sun streams in through the window behind you. The table in front of you has two other ponies at it, a small white filly with a curly pink mane, and an orange filly with a purple mane. Apple Bloom, you have some milkshake on your muzzle, said Scootaloo. As you feel the cool drink on your mouth, you quickly wipe your face clean as you sit with your friends, the other Cutie Mark Crusaders, thinking up all sorts of plans to have fun together and to help other ponies. You are Apple Bloom, a Cutie Mark Crusader and an Earth Pony. As you and your friends exit out the front door, your hooves clopping gently on the dirt roads, you part ways, saying goodbye with a strong hug. As you walk back towards the farm, watching the sunset in the distance, you feel strong and assured. Trotting past the old fountain, you glance over to see your familiar red and yellow reflection in the tranquil waters. The gentle breeze flowing through your mane past your ears makes you quite content. The familiar fences lining the road home. You brush your mane out of your eyes as you trot up to the familiar farmhouse, opening the door. Granny Smith sits in her rocking chair just a few feet away, snoozing gently. You quietly trot up the stairs and into your room, slipping under the warm covers. You smile as you feel completely comfortable in your body, your mind just drifting peacefully. Just relaxed, deep and focused, not worrying about anything, just relaxing. And you know that whatever you want to become, this daring, happy little filly again, you need only say the words, "I am a determined crusader." And all these feelings and thoughts will return to you. And should you need to become your human self again, you only need say the words, "Revert to normal." And these feelings will wash away, leaving you refreshed as your human self. Remember, say the words, "I am a determined crusader," will return you to this state. And now it is time to wake up, Apple Bloom, to return to the waking world. I am going to count from 1 to 5, and with every number, you will feel yourself wake up more and more. 1. Slowly drifting towards wakefulness. 2. More and more, feeling your mind slowly awaken from your trance. 3. Your pony body coming into focus as you feel your soft fur on your skin. 4. Almost there, your eyes ready to flutter open and greet the world. 5. Wake up, my little pony. I hope you enjoyed your time here.